This is Parsha. We have the Seres Dibros. In the fifth of the Seres Dibros, it's Kabbas Vichasimecha. Parsha Doshim, we have Ish Imay Vav Tiro. Kibar Aveim and Yira, Mer Aveim. So, one of the questions is that's both Yira and Kavod. The Shail Gabe woman. Gabe the Tur and the Chiyuv of a woman. So the Torah says in Kedushin that Laman and Bey is Ish. Right? Pasuk of Ishima of Tiro. Ish. Ein Leil Ish. Ishima 9. Hamlama Tiro. Oh, Blushin Rabbit. Harekan Shnayim. Okay, Lama. Why is it Ish? Ish. Sipi Biod Lassais. Isha ain't Sipi Biod Lassais. And then she's a Shus Acher Malel. A woman is not her own. She's not, her time is not her own. And therefore, that's why it says Ish. You know, it says Tiro, that's a woman's Chayyah. But on the other hand, a woman, a married woman, is Pater. They call it Shus Biod Lassais. It says Shulchan Aruch Echad Ish Vechad Isha Shav Bekavur Umayra Shalavim Elish Isha Aim Biyad Lasa Shimish Abedes Labay Lafika Chiptur Bekavur Kibra Veim Ba'idin Nesua. In this Kasha in this Almala Chayevis. So the question is the very basic question. This Miyad that we have, yeah, the woman says Ish. It's in the parish of Yir, not in the parish of Kavod. It's not in our parasha, but it's in the Shir should be given in Parash Kedoshim, not in Parash Yisrael. But we'll see, not, maybe not. So the Pasuk is in the Pasuk of Yira. Yeah, so it seems that we're my woman from Yira. But the question is, what is Yira? And why is Rishus Bar Lelea conflict, and why is that in conflict with Yira? Kavod, you can understand. Machiloi, Malbishoi, you have to take care of your parents, right? So if she has to take care of her husband, so there's a conflict of interest of it, there's a problem. But Yira, Leyeshu Mekayimo, Elisa's Devarov, yeah, all these things that are included in Yira, what is it, why is that, the fact that she's married, how does that shter, how does that, you know, why should that be the reason why she has to sit in her father's chair? Because she's married, not Kesher. So that's really the question. Or Yisra's Devarov. So, so Mepharshim had to ask that question, and the Reim in Parash VaYikra, he's done this question. Because he's one of the first one that's done the question, and many others after him. So he has a problem. He has the Reim ask, what do you mean? He says Bishlam Mitzvahs Kavod Yesh Hefesh Ben Is Gah. And also Gemara says, right, it's different than Garshla and Garshla. Gemara says after Lachshin is Garsha, then she has a Chiyuv. He said, "Bishlam by kav is a difference." Yeah, ezu kav machil ma mashkma ma malbish machas machas moitzi. So meila, when she's married, she's busy with her husband. But afterwards, fine, she goes back. But Mrs. Myra is what? You don't have to do anything to your father. It's all shabbat taisa. This says devarav ezu liyeshim kaimoy le medabrim kaimoy le say says devarav. What is that? How does that affect the woman? And what does it do with Sipi B'yada? Lasa, it says, Ish, Sipi B'yada, Lasa, the Reim is Medayik. Lasa means to do. Yeah? Isha ain't Sipi B'yada, Lasa is to do. Right? But who's, but Yira is not doing. It's not doing. All the, in Yoni Yira is not to do this, not to that, does. What's his Lasa? So therefore the Reim says, Shem Yesh Laim, Shem Brai says, Severa Shakiva and Shemekushias Hamakrois. Where we have a steer in the pasuk by Ish Imavav Tiro. It says Ish and Tiro'u. One hand says Ish. One says Losh Rab Tiro'u. So Meir we have to Marben. So on one hand we're Ma'id Anisha. On one hand Marben Anisha. So Meir we have a pasuk that's Machal between Anisha and Ish. Right. So since it can't be talking about Meira, because by Meira there's no svara to Machalik. Elamai al Karchach, the main Indian, he made up his own, the main Indian Lazet, and then Lazet, we have all of a shas. Yeah? If you don't need it for Yira, so maybe we use it for Kavod. So Batsim, even though the Pasuk is by Yira, but Batsim, Betzim et shayach to our pasuk of kabes virazimecha. And he says, Kilu, it said the pasuk. Someone else wrote that. Kilu pasuk said it by Kabin. He put it said. Yeah. Now he brings a shtigaraya. Brings a shtigaraya, which is interesting. Raya. He says the Gemara in Yevamis says Yachol ye kibin abeim doich Shabbos. I would think that if Shvar tells you to mechal Shabbos, let's say he tells you in the case of kibin abeim, tells the shechten Shabbos, the kukan Shabbos, or kibin abeim, I would think it's doich tam leimer tira'u. Ishimer of Tiro, Vesubsize the Shmo. Tiro, Esubsize the Shmairu. Now what? Kulchem Chiyam Bechfaydi. Kulchem Chiyam Bechfaydi. And since, right, the Shabsize the Shmairu, meaning that's overrides. So now, but what are we talking about over there? Yeah, Kibra Avayim, the Derech Shabbos. Meaning, like I said, cooking, doing Malach and Shabbos. Yira doesn't involve doing Malach and Shabbos, right? Not sitting in this place, Lisa Dvarov, there's no mloch in that, right? Again, where is there mloch involved? In kibbut. Mloch is involved in kibbut. Then there's a chashash mloch. So that, the Torah says, Tira'u, but yet, what are we learning out? We're learning out of Basak of Yira. Elmai must be, because they're for carrot. Now, kilu, the pasuk is talking about kibbut. It's a little funny over here because. In other words, it sounds like you're saying that since we learn out from here, legabe kibud, legabe isha, so melo, now we can learn out legabe Shabbos also that we're talking about kibud. It's kilu pasuk talking about kibud. It's year of pasuk talking about kibud. The Rambam though is mashma not like that. The Rambam says, couldn't see the medayik the Shulchan Aruch. What was lashon Shulchan Aruch? Lashon Shulchan Aruch is. Echad ish ve'echad isha shavim bekibud uve'mayr shal avein. Women and men are equal l'gabe kavod and mayra. Ella she'ish ein biyad l'asayis shemishbez l'bayi lefikach he p'tura bekavod kibud avein. So pasach bekad v'sim bekavod. It starts off kavod and yira and ends off just bekavod. Okay, so you see, it's meduyik that the whole p'tura of woman is dafka from kavod, not from yira, because then there's no conflict. But the Rambam, though, you don't have that thing. Rambam says, "Echad ish ve'echad isha chayav memayra uvekavid el sheish yesh b'ad lasayis ve'ish ein b'ad lasayis." So he doesn't. Rambam is not medayik in his words like the Shulchan Aruch is that we're talking about kavid and not yira. So chard shigashvatz mash from the Rambam that. A woman's potter from Yira. What shy? You have the Rams Kasha. What should be the pshat? So he wants to say that let's, it could be a gay, like Rabbi Yisai says, Devarav. Right? In other words, let's say, you know, her husband has a certain opinion and her father has a different opinion, and they get into an argument, so it could be she has to take her husband's side. Maybe out that the gay list as Devara, which is Yira, and that's Shaykh even the Cheshbon of Shus Ba'alea, even by Yira. But not Vada, not Lagabe, other Yanim of Yira. And then the Tshuva, Shtarmuch writes, took a big break in the middle, but then he writes, Shama, he heard that Yesh Noshim Nesuis, Hanoigis Ladabim Avim Bechutzpah. Now, some when they feel once they get married, they could talk chutzpah to their father, and they say because they're part of kibbutz avayim. Everyone knows that we're married women's part of kibbutz avayim. He says, "Oy lahem ol nafshim." He writes, "Shafilim turis mechvaydai meiroi al bezayin shubuchal or maklavimai vadesurus." He didn't want to say, "Okay, there's a lot of sin in his chair." Yeah, you don't want to say, "Okay, you want to take the gemara literally." The pasuk of shus by leh is by year, not by kavod. Fine, but that's by. Yira, Yeshem Kaima, this is Devarav, but to be chutzpahdik, that's our makla vimai, and over there, there's no miyut for Nashim anyway. So even Lishtasam, which is wrong anyway, but even Lishtasam, Chasa Chalila, he writes, Behu Avayim Plili, that's Hashem Yirachim. So, So the Makne, say for Makne, on this Gemara, on this, with this problem, that how are we mayit that a married woman is potter from Yira? Yira doesn't entail doing anything. Yira is just not, you know, all negatives, which doesn't apply to married woman. Here's where Makne is mechadish his chiddush, which it's again in a number of places. A tain is that the father tells a child to do something, yeah, and he doesn't do it. So Batsam is Ivan Yira. Yira is not just that's Nichlan Lisa's Devarav. Lisa's Devarav is not when the father says X, you say Y. That's Lisa's Devarav. If the father tells you to do something, you don't do it, that itself is Nichlal in being Saisa Devarav. And he says, what's a nafka mean in that? Nafka mean is what Jesse wanted to hear. Nafka mean is the old child, if are you mechuyif to listen to the father, if he tells you to do something which is not negaya to him? Yeah? Not machiloi, not malbishai, not machnisai, not metziai. Like if a mother tells a child to put on a coat, yeah? It's cold outside. She's cold, so she wants a child to wear a coat, yeah? So the question is, are you mechuyif to listen or not? That's an old child that Achrayim talk about. Is mechuyif to listen to the parent? Does kibud av aim include listening where things where it's not negated to the father? So the earliest one that we got talks about it says that it's not negated is marik. Because marik, it may come in later, marik, which is Ramah Paskins in Simon Reish Mem, says if a father, you're not mechuyif to listen to the father, gabi shiduchim. Parents want you to marry a certain girl, you don't want to marry her, marry a different girl, you're not mechuyif to listen. Marik, that's where the Ramah Paskins. Marik has three svaris over there. Why you're not mechuyif to listen to the parent? One is because since it's not negated to them, we marry, it's not negated to them. There's no keep on that. Second, he says that we paskin Michel Av, and Mela, this is very cool, Michel Ben, that you have to give up, you know, who you want to marry. Marrying the person you don't want to marry, that's not worse than Michel Ben, meaning when there's a child in the Gemara, keep it up, aim, who has to pay for it? Yeah? Does the parent have to pay for it, or the child has to pay it? They have the money. You paskin, and mishalav. Right? You mechuyif to machilo, you mechuyif to make him food, but you don't have to buy the steak. If he wants the steak, so he pays for the steak, and you can make it for him. That was like, that was Meister Reb Chaim, right? Someone's father, he lived in a different city, and his father wanted, he should come visit. The train costs money. So he came to Reb Chaim, and he said, Chayim Paskin Michel Ben. Right? Michel Ben Paskin Michel Ab, so Chayim Ben Michel to go. So Reb Chaim says, so walk. Right? Walk. Elamai, you don't want to walk. Why you want to take the train? Because you don't feel like walking 5 hours, right? So we want to take the train. Said it, but it's not keeping up aim. You can walk. Elamai, so it's not the keeping up aim that requires the money. It's because you're too lazy to walk. That's why he wants. Man, that's not Michelle Ben. That's the second svara. And the third svara, I think he says also, right, it's like the father tells you, Labra Avera. Because since if you marry the woman they don't want to marry, so you might not end up not liking her. Mela, that's considered like the father's telling him, lava aver. But one of the svaras of the Marik was that if somebody's not negated to the parent, they don't keep it out of aim. So, you say for Makne, that's true, Gab Kibbut. But in Yira, it's Nechlal. Yira there is. Yossi Yehudi wanted a chazar, so that was my story. Reisman, one of the shurim, he said he's an old fighter. He was about this question, and he had to say he'll say Ramakli Yechayev Al Tzira Meila. But since the year is only befond of, not shall I befond of, so the parent tells the child to put on a coat, puts on the coat, you look outside, take it off. That's what he said in front of 15,000 people, whatever, how many thousands of people he's saying is shit this day. Well, then it was more than 20 years ago, it was 5,000 people, whatever. They got a lot of flack for that, obviously, because yeah, there are some kids in the audience as well. But more than that, Maisa, we once gave a share that Maisa knew Craig is more not like that. Craig says, that Taz that says that, Shalai Befanov, that's only got to be listed as Dvarov, Craig says in the Chuvah Samaches. Yeah, listen to Zavarov, it's only Befanov, because Shalai Befanov is, you don't have the Bezayim inside Zerah, I'm not allowed to have an opinion. If I express my opinion different than my father in front of him, then there's when the Chiv is out to say from Matna, out to Yira, out listening to him, so listening to him, even Shalai Befanov, you're not listening, because you still have the Chsar in Yira. So Ferej McVeigar, not like him anyway. Even though he goes, even though Liba, as far as Yira, it's not again. Tough. Yes, yeah, it's Chazar. Okay. That's the Matnas Chiddush. So Meila, he says, actually, see, it's interesting because it's funny because he brings down the Ramah, and the Ramah says if a parent tells a child who to marry, he's not going to listen. And so you see, it's only because by getting married, you're not mechuyev. Otherwise, you're mechuyev. But my is it's funny because Marika says sweet far is other. The Marika is the mocker, not like the Sefer Machna that's dafka by what's called by Machil with we as a no. Okay, then it means another raya. Yeah, from this halacha of this problem that we're grappling with right now, that. Ish ain't sipra lasa is. So we haven't asked what do you mean by yira is not shaya. So sefer makna nafkamin is if a parent told a child to do something, right? So then there's a shaya of yira. So there mitzad yira you mechuyev to do it, and mel there's a svar shaya if she's by alea you're not mechuyev. But it's interesting the way he says it. It's funny because he says, "What if the parent told the child to do something which wasn't nichlal and covered? Then you have to do it else here. A male shayach on something like that, maybe a child be shayach, which is by Allah. L'chayra, you didn't have to say that. You could have said better because even if it's something that's shayach covered, right? But it's also here. The father tells his daughter, please go make me a cup of coffee, yeah, right? And her husband wants a cup of coffee, right?" Okay, so there's a conflict of interest over here, because then even said yira besides kav, it's also yira. That the Machna is saying there's yira not listening, so then he doesn't have to limit himself to when the father's telling the child to do something which is out of the realm of kavod. It could be that also, but also kavod. So maybe every kavod is also yira. So I'm saying that's what the pasuk is talking about, where a woman is pater. Oh, so he also brings a raya from the Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara says, "I would think the father tells his child to be mechal Shabbos, he's mechuyev to listen." Talmud, we said we wrote down before. So Gemara says, "My lab damal eshchaitli basheli." Yeah. So says Sefer Makkos, "And my lab da amar loy shchaitli basheli." That's where the Havim mean that kibra beim is daicha. Mashmalah, that's not. Yeah, it's not to say for Machna Dafka if he said, if he told, the father told him Shchait Lubasheli. Not, it could have said, my lav, Bishchit of a Bishel. Right? The Mitzvah Kibbutz Aim is not only the father asks, the Machil Malbishai, yeah, is not only what the father asks, right? Machilo is not, if your father. If your father comes to the house, he's thirsty, he's hot there outside. So his mitzvah to bring him a cup of water, a cup of soda, whatever it is, whether he asks for it or not. Machila is machila. He doesn't ask for it if he needs it. Yeah. So Meila. That's what he says. But since the pasuk, It's good. This is good for the Reim's Rai, right? The Reim said, put on this, but the more on the Pasuk, Tiro, as precise to the Shmo. That means it has to be in the parish of Yira. This God got Gans Geschmack. In the parish of Yira, there has to be that there was a mocker for Havamina, the Imchuit listen, Kamash Malon. No. So the Reim says, oh, you see, from here, the bats in the Pasuk is talking about Kibbut. Right? So it says the Mak, no, it's from Ayira. Why? That kid's doing the Gemara. Why is it Amalai Shchayt? Because Amalai Shchayt, then besides Kibbutz, it's also Ayira. And that's what we learn out. Tirosh, besides the Shmayin, and Amachlit. Gans Geshmak. And he says also, this is referring to what I said before, the Yaakov went to Chutz Laretz, because the father told him to go. Even though, right? He wasn't punished keeping Aben because his father told him, right? Even though there's no Hana, it wasn't. But as you see, just keep it. It's a good fact that you right because his father told him to go. There's no bit of keeping Aben. Right? You don't necessarily see that leaving, going is a kibbutz of keeping Aben. You can't say that I'm about to keep it up. If my father tells me to go, he's like, it's Michael. So I don't know what his right is. As where do you see that Yaakov left? That there was a kiyum of where do you see the Yaakov left? Was kiyum of kibbutz of aim? Nets him leaving. He made it look like we said before. He refers back to the fight and look back. Okay. Now the guy but that's Mishayla. So again, so the Marika's passion holds that there's no chi, there's no. So if Maka is saying that Mitzadira, if he tells you that there is a chi, even something do something, which is not enough for them. Maisa, Rebbe official Perlau, in the Bir and the Rasag, he makes a good point that forget about Yira, keep it up aim. Itself is Mechayiv Poshet, not only things that we get to physical or not, but Stam listening to him also. He says, it's like this. That's a fact that someone listening, you ask someone to do something, they listen. That itself is enough. Who said you need a physical or not? The example of the Gemara, Machil Malbishai, Mechayiv Poshet, he said, any enough. Why should you need a physical or not? Whatever it's called, because what does the Pasuk say? What does the Pasuk say? Kaber es avicha semecha. Yeah? Honor your father and your mother, right? So, okay, Gemara is machiloi. But kaber means to honor them. Honor them means to listen. And you mean that mechilta, it says, kaber es avicha semecha, yachol, shmeni bedvarim. Tamlaim kaber shemahayincha, b'mayichol mishnu chusin kia. Right? So he's saying, it doesn't mean that they're saying dafka those things, and not dvarim. Means even. Oh, then he brings down Ramban. Ramban is his parasha. Ramban and Rambach is his parasha. As a raya. Something very interesting in Ramban. He quotes. Ramban writes, He writes, Ramban has a arichas over there to draw parallels between the chi of kavod that you have for a parent, and the chi of kavod kaviyach the atkosh baruch hu. Yeah, because he makes that parallel. Atkosh baruch hu is the mamzer rishon, and the parent, you're in this world because of your parent. So in that sense, there's a connection over there, and the Ramban draws many parallels, and the Ramban writes chomach and avenim kavod av shomayla baruch hu anu chayavim b'chvayd av. He's my barichas. So Meili says, it's Pashit, yeah, the Chief listen to Kosh Baruch Hu, is that anything, right? Chief doesn't show anything tells you to do, right? That's what mitzvah are all about, yeah? So Cain, the bond's drawing a parallel, that means what a parent tells us to do is Nichlan, the Chief in the mitzvah of Kavod, keep it out of aim. You don't have to come on to the Makna that's Nichlan and Yira. Well, Yisra is Devara. Not listening is called being serious in Devara. That's a kibbutz of aim. It's mechayiv that.
What's a dimyon b'chol? What's the inyan hanah of the God of Kadosh Baruch Hu?
No, not necessarily no, but just like Hashem, but you have to listen to Hashem, you have to listen to the parent. Hashem is Madam, the parent. He also brings down Jesus Chavis Halbavis that says, see, there are some mitzvahs that are totally in something else. Yeah, and when that thing is gone, so no chiyuv. Gives a number of examples: mitzvah nila, someone that doesn't have a son, you can't mal son, you don't have a son, and you have ben, obviously. And he says ma'ikra, if you don't have a house, kibra aveim for yasim. Someone's a loyal yasim, so then there's no kibra aveim. So he asks, what do you mean? The Gemara says v'chab de b'chayev, v'chab de b'maisa, v'chiv kibra aveim lachar misa. So why does the Chazal say that Yosem is not Mechudim Kibra Veim? He wants to say a Chiddush, and maybe the Chiyuv of Kav Lachemis is only Rabbanan. Only Rabbanan. What's the Rav Yerushalmi? So merely says, this he wants to explain the Gemara Ksubis we had the other day, that says that you're not Mechudim, before the Gemara, in Kavod of Eishes Aviv, you're not Mechudim Lachemis. Right? Chiyuv kav eishes aviv, you're not mechuyev lachar misa. Why not? Elmai, if you say it's on Rabbanon, so it could be their own mechayev. Father himself, but not, they didn't extend to eishes aviv. However, he himself brings down the truth of Rukveger, this I mentioned a few times, this is Rukveger. Rukveger has a stira. On one hand, we say mechabdoi mechaya mechabdoi lachemisa. Very says the Rav Kvega. Just kedai techazer. Very says the Rav Kvega. Mechabdoi mechaya mechabdoi lachemisa. Rav Kvega. Say rein kaparas mishkav. The Gemara says Rav Kvega charis dira. Right? We say eishes aviv. There is no chil lachemisa. And Rishonim explain. We discussed the other day, Ramban Sefer Mitzvahs explains because the Chiyuv Kavod for Eishes Aviv is Alz the father. There's no Chiyuv Be'etzim of Eishes Aviv, a stepmother. The Chiyuv Kavod for Eishes Aviv, that's a way of being Mechabed the father. That's what Ramban says, it's got to be Achim HaGadol as well. Chul. But Zemela, Lachemis, you don't have that Chiyuv. Lachemis, you don't have that Chiyuv. So we see they're not mechuyev mechayev parent lachemisa. So what's the difference? Zalkim Kveger, he says there are two types of. There's one where the father has hana. Yeah, the father has nachas ruach. Yeah, the chiyuv to give your father nachas ruach and to be mened tsar. So that, and then there's other things. Where it's lechvayda, okay? Where it's bats makavod for the father. He says, lachemisa, something that's a covet for the father, something that we're doing something. This will give covet for the father. Like saying, "Areni kaparis mishkavay," right? That you chay lachemisa, but the covet for Eishes Aviv. What's that? The father has a na. Rafa has nachas ruach. You're being mechabed his wife. That gives him nachas ruach. You mechabed his son. That gives him nachas ruach. Nachas ruach, you don't have lachemisa. He's dead. There's no nachas ruach. Right? Something that gives him covet in this world, even though he's not here, but it gives covet to his name, that you mechuyev lachemisa. Very says the Rav Kveger. Mashenkein, something which is nachas ruach, which is most of kibbut aveim, Nachas ruach, you don't have lachemisa. That's Rav Kveger's chiluk. So if he says, the Rechum official, you don't have raya from there to the chiddush, he wants to say the whole chiv kav lachemisa is drabanon. That's he wants to explain why the Eishes Aviv, they didn't make that chiv. Because according to Kveger, we have a different chiluk. It's not difficult. There's a shach on that halacha of that woman's pater from Kibra Aveim because she's bailed there. Zot the Shach, her glad the Sfara. Yeah, let's say the husband's not makpid. Yeah, then she's mechayiv. The husband says, fine, you know, whatever, you'll find time for both, whatever. You know, you can take care of your father. So then says the Shach, it's mechayiv. Why? Because that's a bashchayiv. The whole reason why he potter is because she's bailed. So no, it's not a p'tur. There's no chiyuv, right? There's an ainus. Kiel's a p'tur ainus. She's an ainus. She has to take care of her husband. No, she can't take care of her father. Let's say it's actually kaim shneim. So man, it's up to shach pashit and she's chay. So I saw in the chavetzel of Sharon, you want to add the chori has a good kasha from Ritva. It's not like Ritva. Because Ritva, that gemara with the sudden kedushin lamina beis, when the gemara over there says, which that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch also, Nizgarsha Shneim Shava. Right? A woman is potter from Kibbut Abayim, and Nizgarsha Shneim Shava. So, Vector Dva, what's the Chiddush? What's the Havamina? Yeah? Rishus Ba'ala. So, obviously, once she's divorced, it's not Rishus Ba'ala. What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? Zabdir Dva, the light Tema, Kivan the Niftera. Mashbalan the Hadr l'chiyuva. What says the Havamina? The whole of history. That when she got married, then she became potter. She became potter. So man, I would have thought that p'tur extends even after she gets divorced. Mashbalan, no. Nizgarsha, it goes back to the chiyuv. If you hold the shach, the batzim, there was no p'tur. No p'tur. One that she became potter from the mitzvah. She didn't become potter from the mitzvah. She's an einus because the chiyuv of the husband overrides. Yeah, you know, the sheba that she has the husband overrides. Mamela. Once the sheba goes off, there's no mitzvah. So what's happening now? Well, why would I think that since the chiyuv went off? Oh, even after the mechtesi, el ma'el charetz mavur in the Gemara. That batsam the p'tur of it, the drasha, yeah, ish ima v'tiro. So one hand says tiro'u, includes an isha. One says ish is a drasha. That what? Then we have a stira. So we have one married woman and one not. Means a married woman is pater. She's pater. Lagamri. So male, if her husband says he doesn't mind, she's not mechuyev. She could if she wants, but maybe she got a mitzvah, it's humorous, I don't know, but ma'isa, she's no chiyuv. Shach, this is a chiyuv. The chayyuv is a shtar ketayna. The shach is a shach, but the ma'isa is a shtar ketayna. There's another raya, another kasha, from the Gemara Lamed Hey. Because then the Gemara is handling, that's all sugya of where we know that a woman is chayyuv, mitzvah say, she ain't as man grama. The Gemara is handling, the Gemara says that perivrivya, and Myra, which is Potter, we want to learn after Periurvia and Myra, she's Potter. Myra says, she's a Shneksum Baum Kachanem Lamden. So you know she's Potter Periurvia, she's Potter Myra, but Shneksum Baum Lamden. So Myra says, no, it's not Aim Lamden. Meaning, always when Shneksum Baum Kachanem Lamden is a Pshat, because why did it say second pasuk? Why can't I learn the second pasuk, first pasuk? Elmai has come and tell me that these two and not something else. Says Gemara, that's only if you could learn out one from the other. Then the kash, why didn't just say one? But if you can't learn out one from the other, then it's not. Then we say malamdin. So Gemara says zikos achmana ma'ira lekasa perivrivya havamina chashom achmana ish dargalichbash and ish dargalichbash. Fine. Because so maybe that's why you will learn out Perivrivia from, other way. Because of Perivrivia, blood cause of Myra, why can't you learn out Myra from Perivrivia? So I would say, Ish, see, Perivrivia, the last size, in. Ish, the dance of the last life. It wouldn't say Myra. Yeah? I couldn't learn out Perivrivia. Why? Then I would say that Ish's Ptura. They ain't similar to Lassa. The Chivin, they ain't similar to Lassa. It's like this high of cloud.
The Gemara says, "Ahava mina," that the svar of sleep with lasa is would pater all women. Yeah. So what's the ahava mina? Why should I pater all women? The whole svar of sleep with lasa is limited. It's not a ptur. Sleep with lasa is not a ptur. It's just saying that she's stuck. She has to listen to her husband. So what's the ahava mina? What's the ahava mina? That every woman should be pater because of the svar of sleep with lasa. Mechtesi. Even the woman the married woman that's ain't sibul lasa is only vivite that ain't sibul lasa. Okay, so that's as far as chiva woman is concerned. There's another halacha of kavod for an in-laws. Chamav. Was American say chamav? Gemara says, "Chayv adam l'chabed chamiv." And Shaila is, what is the gather of this chiyuv? So Taz says, "Based on the pasuk by David, Avi ra gam ra." David referred to Shaul, called him Avi. So you see that a father-in-law, to some extent, is considered to be a father. And Melech chiyuv kim rabbein. So you know the pasuk doesn't say by chamaisai. I guess we say merlo. Chamais is a gather of a mother. Shach says that no, the chiyuv is only really a gather of shars kainim chashuvim. Interesting, Shach. It's a little funny, right? Chanar says chayiv adam mechabed chamiv, right? So if it's just a general chiyuv to mechabed an elderly person. Skenim chashuvim. So first of all, you know, depends if they're skenim chashuvim or not. You know, they can be young too. You know, and it's a funny halacha. Then if they're just telling me the argument din of skenim, like why is there a sipping shacharach about it, right? Oh, abba zok neshach, zok pischei tshuva. I'll bring a raya to the shach. What's the raya to the shach? Hooray. We said before, the Isha and the Sura is part of Mekim Rabbein. Why? Rishus Baila Leah. Rishus Baila Leah. Look, the Pitlish says, if you hold that, Utumaki Achiv Kibud, so Mela, why do we say, why is a woman, if we say it like this, her husband is mechuyev to honor her father, right? Kibud Avayim, Avi Regamra, David Melech called Shaul his father. So the chiyuv kibud Avayim, her husband is chiyuv kibud Avayim to his shver, her father, and she has a chiyuv kibud Avayim to her father. Now, what do we say? What's halacha when Aviv Amalech Keni Mayim? The father says, give me a cup of coffee. The mother says, give me a cup of coffee. Who do you have to give to?
Father.
To the father. Why?
Because the
mother's. So Meili says, so why do we say, Ata ubalech chayavim mechvoid avicha? So why do we say that Rishus Baal Aleha? Rishus Baal Aleha means it patters. Rishus Baal Aleha patters from Kibud Avayim. Why don't we say Pakarit? What's a Shaila? On one hand, Kibud Avayim. Other hand, I have Foyd Baal. But the husband is also Chayim in Kibud Avayim. So why don't we say Ata Ubalecha Ubalech Chayav Mechvayd Avicha? As I refer to Pesachet Shuva. Elamai Zog to Pesachet Shuva. Akarcha must be right to the Shach. According to the Shach, it's good. Because not Kibud, the husband does not Kibud Avayim. Lamaisa, I think the Chassal Shem wanted to give an answer, right? A good answer. Because the Shaila is the Chi of Kavod, that a woman has to her husband. Yeah? Is that a gather of Kavod? It's a Chi of Kavod? Or is it Shibud? It's a Shibud. A woman has Shibudim. Yeah? That things she has to do for her husband. It's like a mamani, it's like a shibud. It's a chiv mamani. It's not a chiv kavod. So Mela, so it could be all these cheshbonos v'mecha, that's l'gabe kavod. But l'gabe, it's v'chiv, when we say that reshus b'ilaleh, right? Reshus b'ilaleh means that she has a shibud. She has a shibud to husband. That's why it overrides. It's not a question of kavod. She has a shibud. She has a shibud. If I have a shibud, that overrides chiv kavod. So only in doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. You have a shibud. The reason why it's there is because of shibud. Otherwise, why is chiv kavod the husband more? Yeah, how good for? Why is chiv kavod the husband more than the father? Without the cheshbon, the father is also chayv in keeping that bang. Why is it more? Yeah. Well, why is chiv the husband more than the father? Elmai, Rishus by the left. I'm doing in the Gemara. Rishus. He has a Shibud to husband. A Shibud overrides the mitzvah. So, man, all the Cheshbain is the Chayadon are necessarily true. The Ma'is is the same, this same signon of a question, Elson Mechaschinach. He has a question like this. What happens if a person has a stepfather? And his mother asks him to bring a cup of water, and his stepfather asks him to bring a cup of water. Right? So, his real father was Atavimelcha and Mukharavicha. Right? The question is, are you saying the same thing over here? Right? I mean, Zachiv covered of Baalimai. Yeah? So, you have a Chiv covered to the stepfather, and you have a Chiv covered to your mother. But your mother also has a Chiv covered for her husband. Yeah? So why don't we say, so Chayish should have to give his stepfather? It makes no sense, right? Where the mother, that's a ikhichiv, is only the stepfather. What's that kalacha? Says the Mechas Chinuch, no, the assumption is that you have to give it to your mother, right? The trial is why. Look at Mechas Chinuch, Achilik, that, this is when we say at v'mecha is when you have a chiv to the father, a separate chiv to the father, a separate chiv to the mother. Okay, but since the mother also has chiv to the father, okay, so that overrides. So Dr. Mechaschinuch, by the stepfather. Why do you have a chiv to honor his stepfather? We said before, the chiv kavod alts the mother. Right? The chiv kavod to the mother is mechayiv you to honor her husband as well. Meila, Dr. Meschinich, but the Pashit, my whole chiv to honor my stepfather is alts my mother, because that's a way of honoring my mother, but here the honor of my mother is mechayiv me, that I should give to her. So here's no chiyuv b'chal of to honor a stepfather. When there's two chiyuv, I'm chiyuv to a father, and I'm chiyuv independent of to honor the mother. Now, which one overrides? I'm stuck. Okay, so this one has a ma'ilish, so even your mother's mechayiv. But that's when the chiyuv to your father is a separate chiyuv. But the whole chiyuv to your father is because of the cover of the mother. In this case, the cover of the mother tells you to honor her and not honor her husband. Because she wants a cup of coffee. So Meila is like the Meschinuch. In that case, we don't have that Svara. This same Svara we also have. I think last year we showed on Kibbutz Rav Yavuv. So there, you have the same problem. There the Ramah says, Chayiv Adam, Lechvayid, Aviv, Yaiser, Mevi Aviv.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Avi Aviv? I didn't give a shit of you a couple weeks ago. Well, I see what you got, maybe. What? It came up. Oh, could be. Yeah, have you office came up? Yigash. What? This year, Yigash?
Yeah.
Really?
Last year was
I'm more senile. Avi Av was this year? Sure? Okay, I'm more senile than I thought. Okay. Kitzer, so there we discussed Barichos this question, the true Mavis question. And why don't we say, that Ramah says you chayim kavod aviv more than the grandfather. I at the avicha yam chayin avi avicha. Over there, same tarets of mechas chinuch batzem. I'm in mechas chinuch. Then I just noticed it now that since the chiyuv kavod of the grandfather is because of the kavod of the father, So Mela, here the Chavra father is Mechayev for Karadish, listen to him, and not the grandfather. The Chagav is the Stam, the Chidah is the Mechulta, the Tumma Tachiv of Kavav for a mother-in-law. So there's another Makar, this week's parish in the Mechulta. By Moshe Beinu it says, Mitzvakeh, Vishtachu, Vishak Loi. It says, Mechulta, any day, Mi Yishtachu Velami, or Mi Noshak Lami, Shuaymer. Yishalu Ish L'Reyu, who's called Ish? Moshe. Havaymer L'Yishtach V'Nashak El Moshe L'Chamiv. V'Yishtach V'Yishak Loi. So we don't know who's kissing who. Who's being Yishtach V'et to who. And when it says V'Yishalu Ish L'Reyu, so who's the Ish? So we assume that the V'Yishak V'Yishtach Loi is the same one that the Ish L'Reyu. Who's the Ish? Who's L'Reyu? Ish is Moshe. Meilo says, "Mekan amru she adam muchan lechvayit chamiv." It's an interesting lashon gada. Yeah, he doesn't say chayiv lechvayit chamiv. It's muchan lechvayit chamiv. It's a shtuk mashma. It's like a shach maybe. It's muchan lechvayit chamiv. Doesn't sound like it's mamish regular chiyuv kavod. It's funny lashon. Muchan. He should be prepared lechvayit chamiv. Top. Oh, another question I saw in Meiros Chinuch, which is nageya. A guy by Nishba, Shvua, Levatos HaMitzvah. I couldn't resist, sorry. The Mitzchinuch is done, yeah? If a guy swears, not Mechabed, Ovi Vimai, is a Shvua Chav. Is a Shvua Shav. Right? We learn Nishba Levatos HaMitzvah. Mishnah says Shvua Shav. Right? So what's the tzad? What's the sad to say is not a Shavua Shav?
You don't have to befile this way.
What? Why not? Why do you have
to? Unless they ask you.
Say it. So if they ask you. He says like this. He says, Nishbaz and Mitzvah. He says, oh, I, we had Sado, maybe he asked Bavarn, what about the Rambam? Rambam says, the guy makes a Shavua. So Yizrak Plainy. Yizrak Pliny, Evan Liam, right? And the Rambam says that it's not Biyadai, but it's Tali, it's Mitta Tali, right? Because if that guy will listen to you, then it's not a Shavu Shav. So, Meir Zakim Zakim Mitzchinuch, it's 1 second. If the father will be Michael, yeah, Avshe Machal Kvaydai, it's Kvaydai Machal. So, Meila, it's possible, it's totally b'das the father, the Yishmim Kaim Yishvua.
That's any mitzvah being on the Chvayah.
What?
That's any mitzvah being on the Chvayah.
Okay.
Ram Suva, but he says it's...
What?
Ram is beside us Yishvua Shav, no? It's b'chai between being on the Chvayah and being on the Mokham, but...
One second, first of all, don't leave yet. I didn't finish. I said that Mechaz Chinuch brought up such a svara. He says, "Ain't a daima, l'masha kasa rama." First, explain why the hamid is daima. He didn't say l'maisa the shvua was chal. Yeah. So he says, even if I'll be Michael, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. It's just that if he's Michael, you don't have a chiyuv. So Mela, his shvua was, he's not giving kind of mitzvah, the hainu, when there is a mitzvah, he's not giving kind of mitzvah. But if his father is Michael, the father just preempts the whole thing and takes away the chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. So it's not that pshat that then there'll be kiyum of his shvua. Yeah? Guy makes shvua for plenty of Israel, yeah? And they threw it. Okay, so there's kiyum of the shvua. Yeah? But for Shengi Vasei, make sure I'm not going to keep it out of aim. Either the father will be Michael, but the father will be Michael, there's no chiyuv. It's not the pshat that then I'm Makai my Shavuah. My Shavuah was that I'm not going to be Makai in the mitzvah of keeping it out of aim. And if the father is Michael, there is no keeping it out of aim. So Mela, it won't be Kim of the Shavuah. That's what Mechas Chinuch wants to say. That's why it's different than Rav.
He said he would be over on Kibbutz.
What?
He would not be Mechabit.
Oh, so I was wondering about that. No, he's saying he didn't say. He says he's not going to be Mechabit his parents, right? He didn't say he's going to be over on the Mitzvah Kibbutz. He said, I'm not going to have it, meaning I'm not going to make him father a cup of coffee. I'm not going to mashallah, right? So therefore, let's say the father's Michael. Fine, so I'm kind of mashallah. I'm not being mechabed them. He didn't say I'm not going to do it. If he would have said I'm not going to do the mitzvah of kibbutz aveim, then the chayim mitzvah is betayna. Because once he's Michael, there is no mitzvah. So I'm not being kind of mashallah. Mashallah is not being kind of mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. So I was thinking also the good time of the Chayra, they didn't say Loshon Shvuah, that's what Chinuch himself said, well, he's not going to be mechabit. He didn't say I'm not going to do the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim. I'm not going to be mechabit my parents. As far as Michael, then you can be mechabit and not be mechabit. Oh, but Maisa, even when he names on that when the father's Michael, Father's Michael, then there's no mitzvah b'chal. It's not so pashit. Because the Rishonim asked a kasha, which actually this kasha we had, not the exact kasha, we had yesterday in chair as well. Legabe, our Gemara over there. But the Gemara says like this, Tanu Rabbanan, Nayin, Shemam Le'ov V'Tamei, Asham Le'al Tachzer, Shle Yishma Le'ishnem, Yishim Evov Tiro, Shabsayzit Ishmaru, and Yishem Kuchem Echvayit. The father tells, similar to the brides we had in Yavamas, Barma Mitzia, the father tells the child doing a Veira, Nam Chuyit Lisnim, Kuchem Yom Echvayit, Kuchem Yom Echvayit. Lot Gemara, Ay, time, because Shachmana, Shabsayzit, otherwise you'll Mechuyit Lisnim, I understand the Lisnim I say. By not the machzor and aveda, they say loisa say. So anyway, they say loisa and say. Without the kucham yom bechvaydi, 5,000 not the machzor and aveda, lesuch lesalim, hush the shivim. So as and they say the loisa and say. Anyway, when you pass it for, as every gemara, as all gemara, it's a chesak that I mean, how the book is shkoyel for the malkoim, shenemar, etc. If I would think you have to listen to mashmua, no kucham yom bechvaydi, a drasha that you don't listen. Telling the Rishayim, all the Gemara's have a mina that a save kibbut is doicha, even a lav, right? Not by lav, if it wasn't a lav, it was just a lav, then the Gemara, right? Then the Gemara would have no problem, right? It's have a mina that say should be doicha, you need a pasuk. Whereas Kasha was, because the punk example that the Brayza gave was a Shavas Aveda, which is a Seva Lois essay. But if it wasn't a Seva Lois essay, we didn't stand to have a Mina. From the Rishayim, I look at it against the Sugi and Ksupas of Mem. What's the Sugi and Ksupas of Mem? And we say that the Lois Elisha is not Daicha, the love of Mamzer. Why? Yamra Loibina, Lech Lasaklal. So Meila, just like we say, the love of Elisha is not Daicha, the love of Mamza, because she could say she doesn't want. So too, the love of Elisha, the love of, I'm sorry, that say, Kibbutz Aveim, shouldn't be Daicha, an Isser, even if it's not a say of Elisha, say, because the father could say Laibina, the father could be Michael. So therefore, just like that, Leisi Elisha is not Daicha Mamzer. So what was the happening of that save? Kibbutz Aveim should be Daicha and Yisr. L'chayr is a problem of Yamrit Leibina, Lech Lasa Klal, the father's Michael. Because they're fragging the older Shainim. Shainim Tzir, Shainim Mekhsupis. Zokta, Taisir Rosh, Shainim Deramah. What? He said like this. Leidami, the Hasim can't really be in a less a cloud. The guy behind Mamas. He has the two truths. For one day, he says, He says, which is interesting, Teretz, that in other words, the frost is Leibina, okay, and he changed his mind, he doesn't want the cup of coffee, he doesn't want that steak that he has the Michal Shabbos for, he doesn't want the whatever it is, he has whatever it is for. But the Tam Vatel doesn't undo the whole Chiyuv Kibba, Chiyuv Kibba Nabe, right? So Meila, that the Zibna, different than Leibina. You know, the Radvaz Grad asking that. That one second, but it's a shayat the guy could say, "I'm moichel forever, all mitzvahs, right? We'll keep it that way." Unless, yeah. So therefore, it is daima. So the Rama gives a second teretz, and the Ravaz said, "Nemzon, that's ikat teretz over here." He says, "I feel like yom alebina shay chasei mekol makom mitzvahi." Says the Raman, the Vaz goes to Teretz as well, that even after you said Loibina, still, there's a mitzvah. You're not Mechoyiv, but a mitzvah there is. So in other words, if she says Loibina, there's no mitzvah chal. The whole mitzvah is only if she wants. There's no be'etzim, a mitzvah that the Torah wants him to get married, right? It's only if she, you know, he was mad as her, and therefore the, you know, the Torah says, okay, if she wants to marry the guy, it's just you're not going to be able to get who's going to want to marry her. The Torah says, okay, so if you want to marry this guy, you can marry him, yeah. But so maybe if she says no, then it's no mitzvah chal. Hashem mekibin aveim, even far as meichel, but still it's a mitzvah. His mechil is not mevatel, even on this thing, it's not mevatel it. If it's not mevatel gamri, then mamela there's no Torah of Yom Leibina. That's what if we need a pasuk, then it's not daich. Oh, so fize legabe shvua nishba. So I saw in the new Michal Schinuch, they bring down, I forgot some random acharon, that Meir Lefizeh, Gabi Nishba, Nat Mekayim Kibir Abayim, and Nishba Nat Mekayim Kibir Abayim, so therefore, L'chor Yitvayit will be a Shavua Shav. Why? Because if the father's Michael, right? The father's Michael, so then, it won't be, because if the father's Michael, what will happen? Father's Michael, there's still a mitzvah. No, what does Mechsenuch say? If the father's Michael, there's no mitzvah b'chal, so Mela, there's no key of Yeshua. Yeshua was, without you asking this question, Yeshua was, that Makim Kayim Mitzvah of Aim, and father's Michael, there's no mitzvah. So that doesn't allow for the Shvua to be Chal, his Mechila. That's, if you hold it, like Michal's Chinuch, that by saying he doesn't want, it's Mevatel Mitzvah Gamri. But if you hold like Taisa Rosh and the Radvaz, then if the father says, Loibina, still is a mitzvah. I mean, the father wants a cup of coffee. He's Mevatel, he's Michael. Yeah? So you don't have a Chiv to do it. Yeah? Mevatel, a mitzvah there is. Im Kain, El Gabri Shvua, if we to the father be Michael, so now Yeshua works, because it's still a mitzvah, right? And Bina Machu, you do the mitzvah. So Meila, in that case, it won't be Shvua Shav. What?
Mitzvah
Kiyumis?
It's a Mitzvah
Kiyumis.
Where's the
Mitzvah? It's missing no. Yeah, it's Mitzvah Kiyumis. No, but what do you mean? Again, so what?
So it's not
Shvua
Shav.
Mitzvah Kiyumis, Pashtis. Okay, so what? So what's The Rajma said it's talkas dafka when he asks you, but otherwise mitzvah mitzvah was chab. Now, just one more point. And maybe there's also chazar, but there's also a point that it's kedai to chazar, because it comes up in a few places. You have to know the side. That is, also we mentioned the Rajba earlier this week. The Rajba, assuming you're the Ches, Rajba is done. Why do you make a bracha mitzvah rave? It's talka. Says the Rajba. Rajba says, "Gufa based on that Gemara in Ksubas." Gemara Ksubas says, "Yam loy bein alek lesa klal." Smela says the Rajba for that reason, just like it's not for the same reason why it's not daicha. Say, therefore, you don't make a bracha either. That's the Rajba says. Hey, that's why I don't make a bracha kibra vein, because it's subject to mechila. Right?
Mechila meaning das achir.
What?
Is another way to say that it's tali das achir? Is that not accurate?
No, that's exactly what the point I want to make. Thank you. You're going to be the guinea pig over here. There are many, many people, from Gedal Achroinim to Ketane Achroinim, unless that take from this Rajba and explain this Rajba that it's going to get the Purim. So this Helmi Purim. That what's because since like Eitan says Tal Das Acher, I assume Eitan meant that since he told us Acher, it's a Mai Bechash Brach Vatala. You want to make the bracha, and then you come to the mitzvah. He'll be chayzer on you. It's a bracha vatal. Yeah. Tamei is the gay also by shalachmanis, etc. Some say that's why we make a bracha shalachmanis. Chul. Tanis lavyainim. But it's a tois meikara. Tois. This whole mahalach in the Rajba. Because, alright, we just said the Rajba brought a raya from the Gemara Ksubas. Okay? And the Rajba says, what is the Yisoid? We see in Ksubas. Even Rajba says, Lashon, a mitzvah that could become batal is as if it's batal. For the same reason why it's not Daich HaSei, it's also you don't make a bracha. If the Svara you don't make a bracha is a Chashash bracha Vatala, then what is the Sugi Ksubas? It's not the Sugi Ksubas. So it's Muchach. With beyond the shadow of a doubt, that what the Rajma is saying has nothing to do with because Tal Das Acherim, and therefore, you can't make a bracha. Rather, he's saying, a mitzvah that could become bottle is a weaker mitzvah. Man, you can't make just like, it's not daikal, I say, you also can't make a bracha. And now's on time, but there's more rayas also from that Shuvas Rajma, Ayin Sham. And even more, if you look, because this tshuva is a Rajba, really not the Rajba. It's the tshuva of the Re-Ibn Plat to the Ravid. And if you look in Navudraham brings this down more barichas. And Navudraham, Ayin Shom, there's kama v'kama rayas in him, lehedya, not like this sad. Mel, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what about a mitzvah that if the person says no, you still have to do it? It's by tzedaka. Yeah, if the person says, the only says he doesn't want, there's no mitzvah. Right? Makim Avnei, the parent says no mitzvah. That's rather like Nos Chinuch, not like the Red Vat. But Mishloach Manos, and then if you look at the drama, he talks about the Gabbai Kedushin. Yeah? By Mishloach Mana is if this ani doesn't want it, this person doesn't want to take it, your neighbor doesn't want to take it, your neighbor is in a fight with you, or the ani doesn't want to take it, throws it back in your face, you have to go find yourself another ani. Right? So mitzvah doesn't become bottle, it's just you can't do the mitzvah with this person. But the mitzvah is still here. If the mitzvah is still here, therefore, about the mitzvah that you have to make a bracha. So then you have to make a bracha. And he talks about the Gabitushin. So the woman doesn't want to get married. So you have to find someone else, right? So it's not, the pshat is the mitzvah of kedushin can't become batal. But if it's a chashash, the bracha vatala, then it shouldn't make a difference.